Hello everyone and welcome in to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. Youth basketball is often disorganized, focused solely on winning, and generally frustrating. But at Pro Skills Basketball, our mission is to change that culture. We strive to provide a more professional experience for parents, players, and coaches. One focused on organized communication, fun, mutual respect, and personal growth, on and off the court. And the Youth Hoops Pod is a part of that. This podcast covers a wide range of youth basketball topics, from high school and AAU basketball to college recruiting, NCAA, NBA, overseas basketball, mental health and performance, leadership, and much more. Now let's jump into today's conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. My name is Chris Goodrum and your host for today. We're excited for the guest, for the conversation, so let's jump on in. Stu Singer, sports psychology consultant whose mission and goal is to help develop healthy mental performance fundamentals for our athletes, coaches, and even parents. Stu is the CEO and founder of Well Performance. He has worked as the sports psychology and performance consultant for the NBA's Washington Wizards, WNBA's Washington Mystics, University of Maryland women's basketball team, Fordham University women's basketball team, Rice University, and the Connecticut Sun, among others. He has also built a mindfulness app called Do So to help your brain and ultimately you perform better from sport to classroom to boardroom. Hey, Stu, welcome back to the pod, man. Excited to have you on and for the conversation.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to the listeners, we've got a good one today. It's going to be a two-part. So once this first one's over, please don't skip the second one. It will be a two-part digestible 10-minute pod, really looking at jumping into building mental performance skills and really aiming at 10 to 14 year olds, but also acknowledging this is good for anyone and everyone. And so for our parents, for our coaches, and for our players, tune in, take some notes down, and our encouragement is to give all of this a try as you're working in and around your youth, your kids, your players over the course of this season and next season. Stu, I think where I'd like to start is, like, so when we talk about building mental performance skills, developing those fundamentals, what does that mean? How do we go about doing that? Like, what's the first step?
Well, let me almost go like a big umbrella answer to the thoughts about even how we should look at it. And then let me talk about some things. So first, big umbrella is, I think we often have gotten it wrong. As I look back on it, I think we've gotten it wrong, meaning that most of the time, most of the clients that I've served over the years have, it's come when they're probably high school, maybe high school, actually college and professional is when it comes. And it's like, there's now something that's holding them back. Right. So, but we've waited to develop an issue, a problem, a hurdle, obstacle, challenge, rather than saying, well, why wouldn't we build this skill ahead of time? There's almost no one that doesn't believe in the idea of that mentally how you show up is going to impact performance. Like, I don't know anybody actually that doesn't believe that. And yet it's the one thing we almost never address. We just don't address it. I mean, we try to be positive with people. We, you know, as great coaches, we'll, you know, talk, hey, you know, come on, don't worry, get the next shot, you know, and it's great, but it still doesn't actually address the development of skill work. And so for me, I actually believe that it's way easier, and we should be doing it maybe in schools, maybe in all youth programs where we're talking about these things as a skill early on, like a foreign language. It's actually easier to learn a foreign language as we're developing our native language. And so it's the same, I would almost say. I think there's a language of mental skill work and development and an understanding, and it would be easier to develop it before bad habits actually set in rather than trying to now break old habits and develop new ones. And so conceptually, that's the big umbrella. And then the skill work is, you know, it it's self-awareness. It starts there. It starts with, you know, being able to label emotions, being able to talk about emotion as not necessarily good or bad. Like, emotions are not necessarily good or bad. Sometimes we, even adults, want to label emotions as like, well, joy is a good one, but anger and frustration and sadness are bad. No, they're not. Right. They're all just indicators of the human experience at that moment. They're not good or bad. And I think sometimes we adults don't even allow for young people to just be like, okay, that's an appropriate emotion. Now, what do we do to regulate that? So learning how to catch our breath, literally, learning how to deep breathe, learning how to focus back and say, well, what's going on right now? What are you experiencing? Why do you think you're experiencing that? Now, what can we do? Can we learn how to be present more often instead of worrying about what's down the road? Can we stop comparing ourselves? You know, some things that are just real specific, general. And then we have to understand it from the perspective of reps and consistency. It's just like any other skill. We have to use them. That's reps. And we have to be pretty consistent over time. And if we can do that, we're going to develop a mental skill set that we can depend on.
Yeah, it's so, like, you mentioned a lot, and that's fantastic. Sorry. And no, I think it's great. I mean, even me as a parent, right? And I know you and I were talking on the front end of this, and I gain clarity, I gain perspective just having the conversation. And I think that's where I'd love to start is, you mentioned perspective, right? So we have to gain perspective, right? As a parent, gaining perspective for my child, even for my marriage, for anything that I'm set out to do. And so what are we really here to do is kind of the question, right? Like, when yes. we're with our youth, when I'm with the team that I coach, I first and foremost level set with them and the parents about what my job is and what I'm here to do. And very rarely is win in that conversation. It's to build young men. That's my job, to help them become resilient, not to win. What in your experience, when we talk about gaining perspective for the 10 to 14 year old, for any player, where do your thoughts go when you're talking with parents or coaches?
Well, you know, even for, like, I'm a youth sport parent, so I'm also, you know, speaking to myself often. We, you know, just from pure percentages, we just have to get real that 95% of youth athletes will not, they'll be done by the end of high school. Hmm. So instead of saying we're trying to build a pro athlete, which is just, it's lottery stuff. I mean, it's really the equivalent of hitting the lottery percentages wise, let alone a Division I athlete, which is also small percentages. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve something great. First and foremost, I want to make sure I say that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just perspective wise, percentages say that's not what's going to play out. And so what is it that you want from this experience? I like what you said, and I'd go a step further in saying, while you don't have to say anything about winning, I actually think if you build good young men, resilient young men that are interested in growth and learning and development and facing challenge, you're probably going to win.
Yeah,
you're probably going to win, but it's the byproduct, right? It's not, you know, so it's, you know, it's not this, you either choose, hey, I want to win, and then we're going to like forget about anything else about development of human beings. Or you can say, well, we're going to develop people, but we won't win. That's a false dichotomy. I do believe that we can do an unbelievable job at development of these things that you mentioned. And I think we can win as well. In fact, I might argue that it's easier, because if you do that with young people, they're going to listen to you. And so they're going to listen to you, blah, 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 about life and different things. And this guy cares. And then when you sprinkle in and we're going to run this and we're going to run it this way, they're still listening, right? But if they don't think you connect with them, care about them, anything, they may or may not be listening anyways.
Yeah. I like to call it Stu winning the 40-year game. I'm not worried about the next four quarters. I'm worried about the next 40 years of your life.
I love that.
Winning the 40-year. It's funny when we talk about perspective. I remember, so my son started playing basketball second grade. He played with third graders. And from the jump, my perspective, and I cheat because I've been in this game and I understand where perspective should be to an extent for young kids. And I know that my son's not getting a college scholarship in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th grade.
Right.
It's just not happening. But my perspective was, is he having fun? Is he paying more attention to his feet and teammates on the court than he is the scoreboard? Is he talking? Is he communicating? Does he show joy, good joy, no good or bad joy, just joy, while he's on the court? And those were the conversations I was having with the parents of the other players on his team, because we didn't win a lot. We're talking about second and third graders. They did not win a lot. And I didn't care because my son was competing. 5 minutes after the game, yeah, they were disheveled. But then 5 minutes later, they were running around the court having fun. And I was asking parents, hey, maybe we're caught up on the wrong things because they've already forgotten about it, right? They're back to being kids.
Yeah. One thing that I can say for sure, being, you know, ending up working at the finished product end, which might be, a pro player or at least, high Division I player, you better develop the love early. Like, you better the playing of this thing is the thing I want to do. That part better be developed early, because if you don't love it, then at some point when it becomes, that it is work, in high school, it becomes work to a certain degree, not all the time, but you're going to have to, you're up early for practices 6 days a week. You're going to have strength and conditioning. You're going to have to miss things. You're going to have to do extra work if you want to become, better. There's, film related stuff. It becomes something, and you have to kind of love that experience. And if we beat that out of them too young, then the journey's, I think, way too hard. And the conversations that I get to have, one-on-one, honest, authentic conversations, almost always come down to I love this thing. I love it. I'm this is where I want to be, and it's challenging and it's hard and it's stressful and it's pressure packed, but yet I love this thing. You almost have to have that, because if not, it can be too much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got, we have to gain perspective, right? So as parents and coaches, what are we really here to do? Right. And just acknowledge that, and then have that conversation with the players, right? Let's help them gain perspective or understand it better from their lens. And then, from that perspective, I would assume that the magnifier of your perspective sits within what you value, what you cherish the most. And so how do we gain clarity on values?
Yeah, super hard, but unbelievably important. Super hard as in most people have not necessarily explored deeply that. And when you ask, it becomes a challenge, because what I try to get them to is their top three core values. I start with saying, write everything that you value down, period. Your greatest value, everything that you think you value. And this is talking, by the way, I'm talking to coaches and parents in this, at this step. I do the same with my athletes, but at this point I'm talking about coaches and parents. What do you value most? And if it might be 10, it might be 15, it might be 20 things. Then do it again and cut it down, cut it in half. You did 15, can you get it to 7 or 8? Then can you get it to five? Then can you get it to three? And you're going to be cutting out things that you really, like, I really value that. But I don't value it as much as this. And you'll feel it. You will feel the things that you'll be like, man, that I value that more. Mine, for instance, getting to three. And this cut out definitely things that I do value, by the way. But my top three, first is family. Two is health, mental and physical. And then my third is more directed towards my work that I do, which is that I want the people that I work with to know, to feel my care.
I love
it. I mean, I went through it and I'm like, is this one, this one? Because I love learning, for instance. I love growth. Like, I really love those things. And yet I had to cut it out because I realized, like, those three things are what I value most. And now, can I go back and look at every day and go, do my actions now align with my values? Mm-hmm. And they do. I will, you know, like, I'm at a point where I can say, I mean, I think some days I'm going to be way better at them than others, but I can kind of show my schedule will tell you these are the things like I'm making time for and I'm doing and blah, blah, blah. And so that helps because then you can now say, well, what, if my greatest values are what? And, you know, you have it. And then you're like, well, how am I coaching or how am I parenting? It's like, well, you know, let's say one of them in your parenting is like raising a great citizen. Are you doing that?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want a great adult someday, what are you doing today that looks like that?
Yeah.
Right. And so now you're looking to find alignment in your actions and behaviors, how you're spending your time. And you'll be able to know I'm in alignment. If I'm not, I'm not going to feel good. Like, you will know that you don't feel comfortable with yourself if you're not in alignment with what you value most. And so I think coaches and parents, while talking about how we raising, how we developing young athletes, have to think about gain perspective. What are we in this for?
Mm-hmm.
That's one part. What are we? What's this thing called sport and coaching, and why do we sign our kids up even? And then two is how are my actions and my behaviors on the sideline, in practice if I'm coaching, in the stands if I'm a parent, in alignment with what I value most? If they are, awesome, you know. And certainly there will be people that say I value most winning. There will, you know, and okay. So even what does that look like? What are the actions, behaviors? Is it winning at all costs, or is there quality winning?
Yeah.
And those kind of questions. But if you can start off with creating perspective and developing real core values, like that really hit to your like absolute most basic core, I think you're going to be in better shape.
I love it. There's so much there. That we could even unpack on another, you know, the next 6 hours.
Yes.
And just talk, but just really quickly, just some real quick kind of reaction thoughts. One, I love the concept of whittling down your non-negotiables, your values, what is most important to you. I do that with my basketball team. We call them our DNA points, right? This is always in our DNA as a team.
Beautiful.
And so I put them into groups of two, and then, hey, you have to come up with five, right? So I always work off the Mount Rushmore, so four. So, hey, you have to come up with five. And so you've got two partners coming up with five. So they're having to compromise and collaborate and talk and come up with five. And then I put two pairs together. So now you have four, and say, hey, you take your five, and whittle it down to four. Okay, cool. Next group, four and four. So now we have eight. Take your four, and make one four. And then it all comes until half the team's on one side, half the team's on the other side. They have their four. What are our four DNA points? You have eight. Compromise, whittle it down. What's most important to us? So it would be really cool for coaches to do that with parents.
I steal that, Chris.
Yeah. That's awesome. It would be really cool for coaches to do that with parents. Hey, parents, let's talk about what we value most as adults for our kids for this season, right? And like, I love that concept of, hey, it's going to take some compromise for yourself when you're coming up with your values. And then when you're working with whoever else you're working with to come up with your team's values and what is in their DNA that never leaves because it's in your DNA. They are anchor points for who we are. So I love that. And then I also love the concept of, hey, if your value is winning, that's fine, right? Like, let's figure out what type of winning it is. And then for parents to understand what their values are and to align with a program or a coach who have the same values, right? If you're a parent who wants to win, that's great. That's fine. If that's what your child wants to do, that's great. That's fine. Just make sure you're with a program or a coach that is aligned in that same manner as well, right? So I just gaining perspective and then clarity on what we value most. I love those two. I love the conversation. I appreciate the conversation. The one thing that I want to do is give you a chance to shout out just where people can find you, the resources. If you're a parent, if you're a coach, if you're a player that wants to hear more, wants to learn more, wants an app to help them with mindfulness, where can individuals find you, Stu?
My Twitter and my Instagram are at Well Performance. It's my name of my company. And my LinkedIn, if you know, parent coaches might be there more often, is just my name, Stuart Singer. And then my website is wellperformancecoach.com. I have a handful of blog posts there that will talk about these things in a little bit more depth. I do have a course for coaches, actually, that parents could probably do as well and probably would appreciate it. And then I have created an app called Doso, D-O-S-O, all one word, that's in the App Store. And it's a 10-minute training app for anybody, actually, but for athletes, but anybody that has to perform, it can use it. Yeah, and I try to, when people reach out, I typically try my best to, you know, shoot them back an email or get a hold of them depending on the question, and try to see what we can do about helping out, you know, in any way that we can.
Until part two. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Chris. Good stuff.
Thank you for listening to today's conversation. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so that you can stay tuned to future episodes. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at ProSkills Basketball on Instagram and Facebook and at ProSkills B-Ball on Twitter. And if you'd like to find out more information about our teams, camps, clinics, or virtual basketball, check out our website at www.proskillsbasketball.com. We'll see you soon on another conversation.